In the 16th century, Henry VIII became England's most infamous king by ordering two of his six wives to be beheaded in the Tower. Not all of the brutal rulers were kings. Mary Tudor became known as Bloody Mary after having the nine-day queen, Lady Jane Grey, beheaded in 1554. Then as Mary I, she ordered the deaths of some 280 non-Catholics, who were burned at the stake, including the Archbishop of Canterbury. This murderous rule came to an end in 1649 with the public beheading of Charles I. But Londoners themselves faced even more death 2 decades later, when the Great Plague struck down some 60,000 people and the Great Fire raged for 4 days, leaving barely 1/5 of the city standing. Murder most foul. As violent as their rulers could be, average Londoners have faced greater danger from their peers. The horrendous murders of Jack the Ripper in 1888 highlighted the danger waiting for them on the city streets, as did the deaths of Bulgarian dissident Georgi Markov, stabbed in the leg with a poison-tipped umbrella on Waterloo Bridge in 1978, and Roberto Calvi, God's banker for the Vatican, found murdered and hanging from Blackfriars Bridge in 1982. Riots have also occurred throughout history, from the massacre of Jews at the coronation of Richard I in 1189, and the Gordon riots against Catholics.